to infinity and beyond!
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Coming to you from Laughing Place Studios, welcome Disney adventurers and fans to your All Things Disney podcast, making your Disney experience more magical. You're listening to Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
Hi, I'm Terry.
And I'm Tana. He's my dad.
And she's my daughter. Welcome to the show, folks. It's Friday, June 29th, 2018. You're listening to episode number 83, hashtag 83, Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
I was wondering what number episode we were on today. 83.
You don't keep count? Come on.
You know, I have a very questionable memory, to be honest.
What a great start to a show. Just tell yourself, I don't really remember stuff. So, remember, you can find us on Facebook. That's Disney with Daddy and Daughter. I'm going to bail you out real quick. Daddy and Daughter Facebook. Of course you do. And, of course, if you'd like to email us, DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com. My forgetful daughter, Tana, how are you in Hawaii?
I'm unbelievable.
Still
and
over
I'm
in Hawaii.
I'm getting ready to head out to the beach shortly, so that'll be fun.
What a beach day today, huh?
Maybe a beach day. I think I might also, if possible, maybe head out to Aulani again for some Dole Whip and some surf and sand. Not to make you jealous or anything.
You are not only me, you're making a lot of people angry right now if they're listening to this. It's just like, what? That's just not right. You can go to Aulani whenever you want, just kind of cruise around. That's a good thing. How's
and
the
I'm
weather?
Actually
Is it
super
warm?
Close to it. I'm super, super close. Like, it's just a very short drive away. It's really nice. Weather's beautiful. It's wonderful. It rained a little bit while we were here, but it's like that tropical rain. You know, that
Tana gets wet. Like, details at 11.
Oh, I know, right? And I had curled my hair and everything. No, but you know, it's a beautiful, really warm kind of tropical rain. So you doesn't even matter. You know, it's not like the Bay Area where we live, where it's if it's raining, it's kind of cold rain. You know,
this sure, time
it's warm rain, and I don't mind it as much, to be honest. So
good.
There you go.
Good stuff. We have a nice topic today. I think it's very fitting for today's date, as tomorrow, it's a big day for Disney, huge day for Disney.
Tomorrow's
Toy Story Land opens in Disney World, and of course, that's going to be at Hollywood Studios. The grand opening to the public, of course, there's been some soft openings already, and there's been some press dates as well that have happened the last couple of days, but the grand opening is set for tomorrow, June 30th. Toy Story Land coming to Walt Disney World and Hollywood Studios. About time, right?
Yeah, it was about time. And I also have a news article that pertains to tomorrow as well, which is going to be hand in hand with the park opening. Not quite as big a news as you know, the Pixar opening, but also very, very timely news, and will create some fun in and around the park and park queues. So I'll talk about that in a minute. But first...
Good. First, I have a Disney hack.
Yes,
is that what you're leading me into right there?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I do.
I like it. I've got a good hack for you. This is one that you need to pay attention on. You probably have never noticed this when you go to the Magic Kingdom. Walking down Main Street, of course, Disney likes to set that feel of the old hometown America, right?
Of course.
Do you ever notice that the flags on top of all of the buildings walking down Main Street, the American flags, never come down?
Really?
They never come down. And of course, that's against flag etiquette, where flags go up, they go down, they fly at half staff.
So why do they do that?
Well, if you look very carefully at those flags, they're not actually American flags.
Okay, so
they may be missing a few stars. They may be missing a few stripes. That's the way Disney kind of gets away with that in staying with proper flag etiquette. Now, of course, the main flag on Main Street, that is an American flag, and that goes through the flag ceremony
every day.
They always
do the proper protocol for that. I mean, that's why they have their flag ceremonies and things like that, which is a really cool thing to see if you haven't already.
It is a great thing to see. And, you know, Disney wants to make sure that all guests have that same experience as they enter into the park. So the reason of the flag staying up is that they really want that hometown feel, regardless of what time of day you come in.
Right.
Of course, flag etiquette, you know, proper flag etiquette, flag's supposed to be down at 5 p.m. And the only time it stays up is if it is lit. If the flag is illuminated, yeah, it can stay up. But of course, it is under the rule of half staff if it flies for any reason that's ordered by the White House. But that's kind of why you don't see those flags going down at all. And you know what? The other thing, too, this is kind of an interesting note on the flagpoles in Disney World that go up and down Main Street.
Yeah.
They're also doubling as lightning rods too. So that's a good thing, right? That's a real good thing. But that's a hack. Look at those flags real carefully the next time you walk down Main Street in Disney World. They're not actually American flags. They're a little bit different.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I got you on that one. How about some news? You got some news for me? I want to hear some news.
Good news. The all-new Play Disney Parks mobile app, if you heard about this, it's going to make its official debut at Disneyland and Disney World tomorrow. The app is free to download. So what this Play Disney Park app is designed for is for families and guests to enjoy with basically playing games on the app during the attraction queues. So basically, guests signed into Disney account can collect achievements and rewards, play games, answer trivia, complete challenges across the park. And the new app is also going to feature, I know you're going to love this, songs of Disney in a whole new way as, what do they call it here? Access Apple Music, which is trademarked, so it must be like a thing. But basically, it attaches to this Access Apple Music feature within the app that basically lets you enjoy a curated audio experience, which is going to feature playlists inspired by, they say, beloved theme park lands, attractions, and characters. So you can either listen to that on your Apple Music or probably download as well. So if you're if you're super loving an attraction, you know, background music or something like that, I know that I think you can find like the Pirates and the Grim Grinning Ghost and stuff like that on there. So these are the types of things you can listen to right there on the app and play games during the attraction queues. And it looks like it kind of implies that there's certain like points you can collect and maybe do things with within the app. So this is really cool. I for one would enjoy the trivia. You know, I'd be hammering that away the whole time. I like to play trivia games with you. So that's kind of fun. And it's happening tomorrow, just like the Pixar stuff. So they got a couple of big things rolling.
That's a great idea. I'm actually clicking on the website right now to see what it's all about, and it's under construction. So they haven't maybe it's just gonna release tomorrow and then we'll know about it. But
So I looked at a lot of different articles and it did. Yeah, I did a lot of different articles, and it definitely did say it was launching tomorrow. That's this show comes out Friday, so it's coming out Saturday. And a lot of people were covering it and doing some reviews of the app. Some of the more techie articles that I read of people that were actually able to go on and do reviews of the app said that they thought it moved right, you know, nice and smooth. And and so it should be a fun little thing to do with the family while you're waiting around in line queues. You're always looking for something to do, you know. They probably watch people do the heads up game and said, well,
tie into that, right?
Heads up is a big deal in the attraction queues. You're always watching someone play heads up on a phone. And so maybe they got inspired and said, why don't we do our own thing, you know,
what this means?
Line queues and whatnot.
This means parents basically give up your phones in lines because the kids are going to take them. They're going to want them, right?
This means that you're also going to have to know where those charging stations are where you can, rent the little charging. What do they call those? Batteries.
Fuel cells.
Fuel cells.
There's all kinds of different ones out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I am definitely looking forward to that. I will, we're going to head down to Disney World here in a couple of weeks. And so I will bring you a firsthand report of how that app is working. Because
that'll be awesome.
That's a great idea. I mean, park lines, you got to do something to kill some time. That's a great idea and a great way to do it. And so I'm so glad Disney's jumping on that. That's
now, if I could just earn points towards my Dole Whips, that would be really incredible. That would be unbelievable.
Actually, I did hear through the rumor mill that if you play like 30 minutes straight, they give you a free Mickey bar.
What?
Okay, maybe making that up a little bit. No, but
I think you made that up.
Got you for a second,
made that
didn't
up.
I? maybe just a little.
Wishful
no, I
thinking.
Like it. That's a great idea. I can't wait to see it. That's going to be fun. All right, let's get into topic, shall we? Toy
let's
Story Land opening tomorrow, June 30th. What a thrill. I am really looking forward to this. You know, I'll preface this by saying I have seen the Toy Story Land in Hong Kong. it's nothing like what's coming in Florida. I think
really?
Florida has nailed something here. You know, it's not something that I think a lot of people are going to rush out and see, but I think it's set in a park where it needs some injection of energy, which is great until Star Wars Land comes around. But, you know, the studios has just been one of those parks that's been like, what do we do? Is it a whole day thing? Over the last couple of years since they've moved a lot of attractions out, it's been like, yeah, maybe a half day park at best, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they did one of the great ads that they did put in was the fireworks show, which is Star Wars based. But this is a nice little add to a park that I think really needs some help. And hey, Toy Story Land, it's a great theme, right? Pixar's been a huge hit for Disney. And of course, it just makes sense coming in. So the whole land is based on Andy's backyard theming. And
love
the
that.
Look is
That's
set.
Great.
Get this, how they set some of the attractions and some of the features of the buildings that are in the Toy Story Land. They're like the boxes, the original boxes that some of the toys came in. So they've got
so
like...
It seems like they might be doing something like they did with Bug's Life, where you're kind of to be smaller and there's, you know, because if they have like boxes of toys and they're like big, it might
but
be
they're
that
huge
you're
right?
toy sized.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it kind of as you walk through the land, is it kind of like you are toy size and the boxes?
No, I don't
like
think so because
enough?
Everything is gigantic. Like Tinker Toys, for instance, that was one of my favorite toys when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Tinker Toy. Do you know what a Tinker Toy is? You probably don't even know what it is. For those
yeah.
older folks out there who knows what Tinker Toys are, they're all throughout the land and
yeah, but they're
rather
big,
large.
Right? To make
yeah,
you
everything
feel
is
like
large.
You're smaller, like you are toy sized.
And I think that's the thing, right? Or maybe
yeah.
you're kid sized. Maybe
yeah,
you're kid sized.
Kid-sized. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
But things like Tupperware boxes and lids, benches made out of large popsicle sticks. The theming is just right on. Yeah, I think it's going to be right on. And so it's really neat. There has been a soft opening since the 14th of this month. The soft opening folks had been asked to place cameras and phones in security bags until
the
grand
opening. Oh, yeah.
They
probably
opening.
Didn't want any pictures or
Disney
any,
wanted nothing
any,
leaked.
Any,
nothing.
Yeah, leaks.
No leaks except for the official stuff that's come out from Disney. And it's been very little. There hasn't been a whole lot out. But there was a press event that was held just these past couple of days on the 27th and 28th. And as a result, you're seeing a little bit more video now on YouTube, of course, as the word gets out and the cameras are free to be used inside.
Yeah.
But there are two new attractions that are joining the lineup over at Hollywood Studios. If you have not heard about these, the Slinky Dog Dash Roller Coaster is the big one. That's the big
that's
roller coaster that's going
through.
That's
the one that we had
showed
some pictures of the track going in, and we put that on Facebook because Disney had released their progress with that roller coaster kind of coming together and,
right.
and the mechanical parts kind of being all placed and locked into each other. And yeah, I remember that. We had that
yep.
on our Facebook page.
It looks like a large coaster that goes throughout the land, although I think it's going to be more of a fun kind of a roller coaster for the kids. And the thing that I think about, I always look at the height requirements on these attractions. And
yeah.
It kind of gives you an idea of
gives you a lot of information.
It kind of gives you the thrill aspect of it, right? This one, 38 inches tall, which is not very big. And so smaller okay. children can go on this. I don't think it's, again, going to be one of those coasters that's like the Rock and Roller Coaster or anything like that. It's
right.
just going to be kind of a fun roller coaster that goes throughout the area in Toy Story Land. And I think, you know, it's Slinky Dog based. And so that's pretty clever. I think it's kind of clever indeed. The other thing that's a little side note on this is, apparently, Andy created the roller coaster from his Mega Bloks playset. So that's something to look for, too, as you're looking
that's
at the
cool.
theming around the roller coaster. Kind of cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
The other attraction, you may recognize this one in the different form at California Adventure, but Alien Swirling Saucers. So take...
Alien Swirling Saucers is right up my alley. Looking forward
course.
To that. So
of
what
course.
Is it then? What is it?
It's so you know the ride over at California Adventure, Mater's Junkyard Jamboree.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
So, well, we talked about the flying saucers that were in the original Disneyland park that they reinvented and tried to bring back. And, you know, it's kind of like the air hockey table technology. So does it look like it's something like that?
Nothing
Are they
like
trying
that.
It yet? Oh, okay. I was going to say, because
like
if
that.
They're trying it a third time, that would be really interesting.
yeah.
Because, you know, because we covered this on the original, you know, stuff that was a fail. And then they tried to bring it back and it was a bit of a fail.
The
so I was going to be really
ride,
surprised
right?
there.
Yeah. Yeah, so no.
What's different
so
about
Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, if you know that attraction, it's very similar to that in that the alien saucer is kind of, I believe that's the seat. I should probably pull up a picture of it. But, you know, you're flying around basically, and it's got a mechanism
like
on it
based.
That kind of swings. It's kind of tracky. But it looks like a fun attraction for the kids. I think it'll be fun. The one thing that really stands out about this one is they've got some really cool lighting. And so I think this is one you're going to want to see at nighttime. You're not going to want to go during the day. I think it's very heavily lit up with very colorful lighting. And I think it's really going to add to the attraction come evenings when that rolls around.
Well, I look forward to 22 seeing
ride
that.
Vehicles.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it should be fun. 22 ride vehicles.
22. Wow.
22 of them, a little bit bigger than the Junkyard Jamboree. So I think the loading will be a little bit quicker than what we see over there at DCA.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty cool ride. I think both of them are going to be nice additions to a kind of a kiddie area that I'm kind of envisioning. There's a Woody that greets you right at the entrance of the new land. And he's, you know, hey, howdy, hey. And he's saying all kinds of things to you as you're walking through. And in fact, there's all kinds of large movie characters throughout the rest of the area as well. So Jesse, Rex, you'll see all of them, and they're all talking to, you know, they're basically on recorded dialogue. But you'll get to hear them as you're walking through the Toy Story Land, and I think that's going to be great for the kids
fun?
As well. Yeah, that should be good. There's a new entrance. This is definitely worth noting because I was wondering how they're going to pull this off. You know, the new entrance to the actual theme park of Toy Story Land is going to be right behind the large Grauman's Theater, which we knew as the old Great Movie Ride, right?
Right, right.
So there's an entrance there. That's where you're going to see Woody greeting everybody. But the Toy Story Mania has also relocated its entrance because that was on the other side of the building.
So that's going to have a whole new ride queue, possibly.
Maybe not a ride queue. I think probably what they're going to do is they just opened up a back part of the attraction and then maybe rerouted it to the current queue that they have. But it just makes total sense to have that intro or that inter area from the Toy Story Land side of it, right? And so it makes
exactly.
The theming all comes together within Toy Story Land. So that's a good thing. So you're actually going to walk through a carnival game box to enter the attraction. So that should be fun. Look for that. That's a definite attraction add that will help that out as well.
That sounds great.
Do you think this is going to be a theme land where everybody rushes to see? Do you think I don't either.
Unfortunately, I feel like, maybe I'd like Toy Story Land a little more than Bug's Life, you know, and maybe because it's new, it might be a little more exciting, but I think these are really kiddie lands. You know, these are lands that are supposed to be connecting with the children that you're bringing and, give something for them to do almost like they originally had Toontown. I felt like that was the same deal with Bug's Life. I feel like, you know, but I don't know. I haven't seen it, but
no, I
get
the
feeling that if it has some of the same feel, it's really going to be catering to the more smaller children, which is great because, you know, there's plenty to do for adults, of course, but if you do have a family and you're just going with little kiddos and you need enough to do, you know, in the Magic Kingdom, you have Fantasyland and that's great, but it's nice to have something in Hollywood Studios that's for the kids, you know, so that it makes it worthwhile to go check it out. And then the adults can also enjoy the other things that are, you know, that are there to be offered. So
sure.
I don't mind having another little section dedicated to kiddos and a place where they can kind of enjoy everything that's in the land.
Agreed. The one thing that I kind of was disappointed because they have these RC racer roller coasters. Roller coaster, there's only one in Hong Kong and it's the big RC car from the movie. The track is in the shape of a U, and so it kind of goes up one side, and then it comes zipping through the area where you loaded, and then it comes back up on the back mm-hmm. side of the U, and then it keeps swinging and swinging until it gets to the top of the track. It was a fun ride.
And we really don't have that, huh?
Yeah, they didn't build that here in Florida, which is too bad. But
yeah, it sounds like that would have been a more adult attraction.
Yeah, but kids were on that too, and I don't think the height requirement was that tall either. But I think that, again, with Hollywood Studios, it's really lacking attractions right now. There was a lot that was taken out. There's a lot of change going on. And until Star Wars Land comes in, when Star Wars Land comes in, forget it. I mean, that park is going to be the park to be in.
Right.
But for right now, it's going to be nice to see that Toy Story Land is getting its just due. It's going to get its attention. And I can see some very long lines occurring with those two attractions. The one thing I would say is... check it out at night. I think it's really going to be one of those places where it comes to life at night with all the colors, with the way they can light up that
and
area.
And I love the Toy Story world too. I mean, the movies are incredible. You know, everything about it is just so, it has a great sentiment. You know, it's good fun, great characters, a really nice little fantasy world that's created. So, I would definitely look forward to seeing that and enjoying some time there. Absolutely.
Did I hear a rumor that Toy Story 4 was coming out? Did I just see something that I could have swore I saw an article about that? We'll have to check into that.
I don't know about
out.
That. We'll have to figure it out and put it in our news if so.
Yeah. Last thing of note, Woody's Lunchbox is there for food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's only probably because you're going to get a rush of people first thing when that gate opens. They're going to want to have some breakfast.
right.
So they're serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's a walk-up. It's a counter service. And so Woody's Lunchbox is there in Toy Story Land. But we'll get a report on it. I'm going to check it out in a few weeks. We'll see what it looks like, and we'll get back to you on what the experience was there. I think it's going to be a kick. I think it's really going to be a kick. The other thing of note, the Green Army Patrol. The Green Army men.
Oh, yes, of course.
They're going to be patrolling all through Toy Story Land. So,
well, got to keep it safe. Got to keep it safe.
Of course. Of course. You never know where Sid's going to be around the corner, right?
Yeah.
How about some history? You want to hear some history? This week in Disney history,
June 25th. Let's cue that music.
July 1st. Here we go. June 25th, 1965. The Orlando Evening Star runs the headline, Let's Go. Second stage launched. In the article, attorney Paul Helliwell, who was involved in Disney's secret purchase of Central Florida Land, confirms that the still anonymous buyer has completed nearly all of the land purchases for a mystery project. Wonder what that could be.
Anonymous.
June 26, 2006, Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean officially reopens to guests. Captain Jack Sparrow and Barbossa, the characters from the Pirates of the Caribbean feature films, have been added to the popular attraction. Disney's Imagineers have also enhanced the attraction experience with an all-new dynamic digital sound design. And of course, it was just closed and reopened again. June 27, 1997, Disney's 35th animated feature film, Hercules, is officially released in the U.S. and Canada. The same day, Disneyland's Hercules Victory Parade debuts. Who put the Glad in Gladiator?
Who put the Glad in Gladiator? I love
that would
Hercules.
Be Hercules. Yeah,
love
me
it.
Too. I love that movie. And finally, June 29, 2007, Ratatouille, the 8th animated feature film produced by Pixar, is released by Walt Disney Pictures. Pixar is the star.
Pixar fantastic. Is the star. Hey,
this week in Disney history.
I love it. I saw a great meme that I posted on my personal Facebook page. It was hilarious. And basically it had a picture of let's say a Hawaiian sweet roll, a bread, you know what I'm talking about? Like a little dinner roll. And it was cut in half and the, top was face down and the other one was face up. And it had like a Hercules sticker on it. And it said, if you know what this means, you're cool with me. Can you imagine what it is?
No, I'm not getting it. Say it again. Say it one more time.
Herc is on a roll.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a joke. It was like he's on a bread roll, but you had to know the song by heart
to get
the meme because it's just a Hercules sticker on a roll, and if you were cool if you understood what that
Herc,
was about. So
Herc is
so
literally
you don't love
on
Hercules
the roll
until you really understand that meme and you know that Herc is on a roll and you know what that means.
I get it. Now I get it.
Don't you remember that song? That's a fun one.
I do. That's the memes.
You know
the memes? The muses. The muses singing throughout the movie.
Any That is a great
movie. I loved Hercules. Hercules was a fantastic movie.
My favorite all-time Disney song is from that movie. The Meg. No Chance, No Way.
Meg,
you know,
song,
I will say,
right?
I'm in love, yeah, by Meg. It's my favorite. Yep. I love that one. But you know what I'll do? I'll find that funny meme and I'll put it on our Facebook page, Disney with Daddy and Daughter. And then everybody else, you guys can go in and share it and see how cool your friends are or not, you know, depending on if they get it or not.
What the heck is that?
Yeah. When I saw it, I immediately got it and I just almost spit like water out of my nose. I thought it was so hilarious. I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is so funny.
That's good.
So, anyways, hey, I got a hidden Mickey for you.
All right, hidden Mickey, let's hear it.
You'll find today's hidden Mickey while enjoying the Disneyland Railroads. What you want to do as you're taking a ride is you want to get right in the car behind the locomotive, okay? And then you want to look forward up to the locomotive area, and what you're going to see is a red handle on the train. I'm not really sure exactly what this handle is for. It might have something to do with, I've never seen anybody use this handle. So it looks like a little something that's sticking up in the area in between the locomotive and the first car. But what it is it's red, and it's definitely something that sticks up that can kind of go to the left or to the right. And I don't know if it's always in its right-hand position or if it actually does get used, because I haven't seen anybody really use this handle, but it is there. And what you're going to do is you're going to look at this. It's red, and there's a punch out in the shape of none other than a symmetrical Mickey head. And should be real easy to find if you're in that train car right behind the locomotive. And it can start off your little train ride with a lot of fun. So, if that car's not full, take a seat in that one and start looking around for it, because it's right there. I would imagine if you're sitting.
I'm seeing your picture now, and that's.
Have you ever seen them use that lever though?
Is it a lever or is it some kind of? Well, it looks like kind of thick, like it is.
I know,
a lever.
It's like a. Yeah. It's like a lever or a handle of some kind. And
it goes up and down, maybe. I don't know.
So I don't know if
you know what it is. Let us know.
Decoration or if it's for real. But
there's definitely a Mickey there, though.
There is definitely a Mickey there. Won't be hard to find. So anyways, that's today's hidden Mickey. We'll post it on our Facebook page so you can school all your friends and make yourself sound super smart.
Awesome.
as these hidden Mickeys do. Another thing to help you come across as super smart here, I got a quick question for you.
I have a quick answer.
Which Magic Kingdom land got a full revamp in 2012?
Magic Kingdom land. That would be Fantasyland. Did I answer too
that
quick?
That is correct.
I'm sorry.
Gosh, you just didn't take any time, did you?
Sorry.
The new Fantasyland opened in 2012, indeed, with a fancy new Princess Fairy Tale Hall and a pair of dueling what?
Dueling dwarfs.
You do know dueling this. Spires. Dueling Dumbo rides.
Dueling Dumbo rides. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they also add the major ad there was Snow White's Seven Dwarfs and the Mine Trains.
Yeah,
they did a lot of
stuff there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Fantasyland did get that boost and that redo, that facelift, that makeover in 2012. Indeed. Very, very correct. Fantasyland.
Yep.
So, there you go. You got another one right. We're just about ready to wrap up the show.
How about
but
that?
No, not.
Let's do some very merry un-birthdays today. How about
that's
that?
Right. We got to celebrate. Absolutely. Very merry un-birthday to you, Dad. I know you
very merry un-birthday to you as well, Tana.
Oh, thank you.
I'm jealous that you can look out a window and look at the ocean.
It's my very merry un-birthday present.
Well, there you go. There you go. Who else is?
Let's stop being selfish here. Let's wish everybody else a very merry birthday.
Let's do that.
Let's see if I can get all of these.
Everybody.
Unless
it's your birthday.
Well, not everybody, because some people it's their birthday, and that's so boring.
That's what I just said. But, if it's your birthday, we're not wishing you an unbirthday.
No, we're not wishing you a very merry birthday. But
in fact, we're not even going to wish you a birthday. We're just
But tomorrow,
take care of all those other people.
Will be your unbirthday, and
that's
so
right.
We'll wish you in advance a very merry unbirthday.
Hurry up! We're running
tomorrow.
Out of music.
Okay, there we go. We want to wish a very merry unbirthday to Sal Garaba. No, I said that wrong. Sal Garibay, right? Is that it?
Don't get him wrong, please.
Oh, Sal, I apologize. Josh Bryant, Don Naoni, Mariana Pedraza, and who is this? Oh, Gerardo Ailman. Yes.
Oh, boy, you can't get his name wrong, can you? Unbelievable.
Well, you know, I've said his name like I don't know, once or twice. So maybe I'm getting the hang of his. You got to forgive me, guys. I'm not very good at
pronouncing. Hey, maybe that's what you should do. If you mess somebody's name up, you just have to keep saying, like, poor Sal Garibay.
Just saying it.
Butcher
like,
his name. You call him Sal. Right. What'd you call him? Salvadore. What'd you call him? That's not right. That's totally
it's,
not right.
It's Garibay. Sal Garibay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, there okay. you go. See, I got it. Sal's cool with me. I got him.
Even if it's it now going to be Sal's unbirthday for the next 20 shows, and then you won't mess his name up. It'll be fine.
I'll just like tattoo it in a Mickey head on my hand, and I'll just, you know, I'll never forget.
Hey, look, a hidden Sal Garibay. Oh, that doesn't work. Sorry, Sal.
Anyways, very merry birthday to all of you.
Very merry birthday to all of you, including
Great
Sal.
Great to have you as listeners. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
What else before I go to the beach? Anything else to report?
Oh man, how's the Hey Happy Studios coming? Is it are you all dialed in on your Hey Happy Studios? Is it all like coming
to shape
and form?
Hey Happy Studios is doing good. It's still moving around a little bit. I have not found the actual location of my residence yet here.
Gotcha.
I'm a huge fan of Airbnb, so we've been taking a little time doing Airbnb here and there until I get settled and stay, you know, in put for once, because I'm going back and forth a little bit right now, so it's not as important to have a permanent residence. But everywhere I have been, I've sort of taken Hey Studios with me now.
Good.
I've got all my microphone set up and everything, and when I do get into a more permanent manifestation of the studio, I'll have to take some pictures so you guys can take a look and see where I'm doing the broadcast from.
Fantastic. We'd like that. As long as it's got a window where you can look out to the ocean, that's a good
thing.
That's,
yeah,
that's a really good thing.
I can arrange that. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I'm just still in the Laughing Place studios, just kind of holding down the fort here. You never know. We got all the technical stuff going on. We had all kinds of technical issues today, but we got it all worked out finally.
Yeah,
thank goodness for Brandon again.
I want to know if you picked out your fast passes yet.
For the next trip? No, I have not. I think you probably need to get on there. Yeah, we're not staying on Disney property. So you know what that means? You don't get to book but a week out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so
you're doing some timeshare this time.
But you know what I am doing? I am almost daily. I go in, and I highly recommend this, folks. Whenever you're planning on a big trip to either Disneyland or Disney World, start looking at the app. Start looking at your wait time.
Yeah.
Start kind of getting your numbers kind of squared away. It's really going to help you when you get to the parks to determine when you should be doing certain things. And I know it sounds a little daunting if you've never been to the parks, but trust me, if you start looking at the apps, you'll get a true read of what kind of wait time you're looking for or, you know, what time you're experiencing on any given ride throughout the day just by looking at the app. And it'll kind of give you a general idea, you know?
Yeah, the other thing you can do is you can call my dad directly. His number in the Bay Area is 925.
Call me directly. And seven other numbers. And I'd be more than happy to help you.
You just give him a call and
that's
ask
what
him
the
for
email's for. If people
want
to email us, they can email us. I'd be more than happy to answer questions.
We try to get to those when we can.
You
can definitely do that.
Yeah. But the one thing that is really critical, again, it takes looking at the app, but you'll kind of get an idea if you're looking at a week out. So for instance, let's say today is Friday. My plan is to go to the park next Friday. I'm going to be able to see what the wait times are on the app, right?
Right.
I will also be able to see what fast passes are available. Some rides, you know, like you're looking at Flight of Passage, you're not going to get a fast pass 3 weeks out or 1 week out. You're just not going to have it. But you will get a general idea of when, like,
the best
for
time
instance,
of day is. Yeah.
Well, not even that. You might look and say, okay, if I can't go to Flight of Passage because it's gone, when, if I look in the morning, first thing Friday morning, when I'm available to make that FastPass registration or reservation the next week on Friday, I can look and see what time I can get, let's say, Expedition Everest. So I may not be able to get into Expedition Everest until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I can kind of start working around that number, right? If that's a huge attraction that I wanted to see via FastPass. So it really helps to kind of take a look and do a little study, and don't wait till the last minute if you are unsure of what park you're going to do each day that you're going to Walt Disney World. I wouldn't recommend that either, but you're going to have at least a little bit of an advantage if you're booking your fast passes a week out as opposed to the same day or the day before. You're just not going to have as many available if, you know, you get real close to that date. So week out, you're okay. You can get some stuff. You know, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Right now, I'm looking at Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Flight of Passage are the only two that I will not be able to book. It's just, you know, within a week, you just can't get them. But everything else looks like it's open. Everything else is
that's great.
Along. Now I would. They haven't released the Fast Pass information out for the Toy Story Land, but I would mm-hmm. bet you that you're not going to get on the Slinky roller coaster either with a Fast Pass right away. That's going to be tough. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But that's, I highly recommend take a look at what's going on in the app. It'll give you an idea.
Well, I'm looking forward to receiving your FaceTime call every day.
Yeah, because you FaceTime me from Ohana. Good luck over in Aulani, and so I'm going to get you back.
You know what they don't have in Aulani, though?
What?
Yak and Yeti.
Yes.
That's the one thing that I
Guess where my first reservation is? Because we're going to the Animal Kingdom the first day that we're there.
That's got to be my favorite restaurant in the entire world.
Yeah, we're going there for lunch. The food's okay. Yeah. It's not outstanding, great, but it's good. Like it. It's nice ambiance, right? It's
like
a nice
it.
Place to eat. Yeah, I recommend it. I definitely recommend it. Have a old bowl of lo mein noodles and go crazy.
Yeah, I like that filler. Seafood coconut curry. That's
you
I
and
like.
Your mother, you guys both love that.
Yummy.
Good stuff. Anything else to add? Are you y'all done in Hawaii? That's it? We're
Well, I'm actually headed back here in a couple of days, and then I'll be home for a little while. So next time we do this show, we will be in the studio together. So that'll be nice.
Oh, fantastic.
Sure do miss my dad. But now that we have this set up here, we can kind of rain or shine. So just looking forward to seeing you soon and then sending you off on your vacay. That'll be fun.
Us too. You've been gone. You've been gone 2 weeks already. It's crazy.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's crazy. I counted by shows how many you miss.
Yeah, right.
This is the second show. So time to wrap up. Let's get out of here. Hey, we want to thank you for tuning in to Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Be sure to find us on our Facebook page. Just type in our show name. Send us your pics, your stories, your questions. Let us know when your unbirthday is so we can celebrate with you. You can also email us at DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com. Remember, it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, so we'll see you next time. Until then, from the happiest podcast on earth and from our family to yours.
Make every day magical. I love you, Dad.
Love you too, Tan. Take care. Have fun on the beach.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream.